Blothar.
Blothar!
Is it Kaz and AJ?
Yes, it is.
How you guys doing?
We're doing good. Thank you for picking up the phone and calling us. And do you know what we were just talking about? Like when you crave something, like I crave pizza. Like, is there a particular planet that you crave, like, inhabitants of?
Well, you know, we don't only eat other living beings.
Oh.
you know, I love pizza from the planet Cholesterol.
Oh, Cholesterol. Yeah, it's a great planet.
That's my planet.
Yeah, it's pretty clogged up sometimes.
Blothar, do you have a handset that you could pick up and talk directly into?
Sure. Here I am.
Yes.
Nice.
Just smoking cigarettes on the toilet here. So
gotcha. Well, you know, sometimes you get a blowout.
Now, when you smoke cigarettes, do you put the butt to your mouth, or how do you inhale?
Well, yeah, of course. I just suck it down.
Right.
Just like Virginia Slims.
Oh, nice. Extra long.
Hey, we're very excited that you are coming to the Paramount Theater in Huntington, New York on Sunday. Oh. And then at the Webster Theater in Hartford on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And these are full shows?
Yeah, of course, yes.
Great.
They are absolutely full shows. Neither one is a festival, right? I mean,
yeah, like if someone's coming on after you, you can't blow the place up. You can't wreck the place.
Yeah, they frown on that.
Yeah, they do. They you know, Danzig frowns on walking onto a stage that's littered with human feces.
Oh, yeah. Please and tell blood. Us this story.
Yeah.
When he wrote Mother, it was actually Blothar.
Right.
Tell the members not to mess my stage. He would send me in total rage. Oh, Blothar.
Blothar!
Yeah.
Did you have me the body parts? Why the hell do you smell like farts? Oh, Blothar!
Blothar!
To hire you, you could be my Bernie Taupin.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the show. Ruth is here. She's our producer. She loves you guys. In fact, she was murdered on stage the last time you guys came around town.
Nice.
That was just one of the greatest moments of my entire life. So I want to thank you for that, getting murdered on stage last year at Oakdale.
You really slay her.
You slit my throat. Actually, bone
snapper.
Apparently,
we didn't do a good enough job if you're still...
Yeah, it's true. Know. She's still walking around.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, we killed Trump more than 1,000 times.
Wow.
Just keeps coming back.
Yeah, seriously.
It does.
Like a Terminator.
You got Taylor Swift last time, too, I saw you guys, also.
Yeah, she just gave keeps birth. Going. They all just keep going. I don't know what the hell is... Yeah.
Have you ever brought someone out to be killed, and then you could tell by the audience reaction they don't really want the person to be killed?
Princess Di.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, but it has word "die" in it.
Yeah, but that was apparently a bridge too far.
Gotcha.
In England.
In England. Oh, that's balls.
Damn, man.
Oh, that's balls.
Yeah. Also, the queen after she died for some reason.
Wow.
They didn't like that.
Wow.
So call you cojones instead of Blothar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who have you killed before you want to kill again?
There's been so many. Scott Peterson, that was fun.
Okay, that's a good one.
Right.
Yeah, Lorena Bobbitt.
Right.
Oh, how did you kill her?
Scissors.
piece by piece.
They chopped her head off.
Exactly. No, I think it was. I think the person I'd write. I always enjoyed killing the shambling corpse of Jerry Garcia. That was fun.
Wow. And you can smoke him afterwards.
Well, he is part of the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, so he was grateful for it too. Yeah.
Do you have a prop that gave you like the most trouble?
Probably the crapapult.
The crapapult. Yeah, there's something malfunctioning.
This was a terrible idea from start to finish.
Right.
It was a giant catapult that shoots excrement into the audience. Perfect.
And was it that it broke down or it just fired the poop so hard it was injuring people?
It was actually that they just threw it back.
Oh.
Okay.
And also it was what we used as poop, which was bags of noodles and food coloring with oats, rolled oats.
No corn? I think corn and nuts would be a dead giveaway. Yeah. Some macadamias or something.
They hummed it back at us eagerly, and it got all over everybody's gear.
Oh.
The other insanely horrible prop malfunction was the very first day of our tour with Lamb of God. This was years ago. We had developed a way of shooting foam into the audience.
Oh.
And we unleashed it just to test it at sound check. And the person who set it up faced it the wrong way.
Oh, no. What'd they hit?
Everything, dude. Like, it just, it just covered Lamb of God's entire backline and their drum.
Oh. Right, and then he came back and said, Mother of God, what'd you do?
Yeah, and we were like, we didn't do it. I don't know what happened.
Just say, really excited to see you.
Yeah, totally crazy.
But we're very much looking forward to you coming to, one, the Paramount Theater in Huntington, New York, which we just started broadcasting on Long Island.
Yeah.
So it's very exciting.
Great place.
To hear that, you know, you're going to Long Island and you're coming right over to Connecticut, the two markets that we're in right now.
Yeah, thank you so much for that, by the way.
Nice.
And Gorgor's coming too, right?
Oh, yeah, Gorgor will be there. He's, you know, I found the other day we were looking through our family album. You can imagine what that's like. And we found a picture, the very first picture of the band. And Gorgor's in it.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's why, so that's why he's coming back for the 40th anniversary.
When you put the band together.
But it's really questionable. I mean, it could be. It's got a cloaca. I mean, you don't know what that is.
It's kind of like an it.
Right.
Some kind of super hole.
The super hole.
Yeah. I'm not touching that one.
I think I saw a movie by that name.
Yeah, I know a girl like that one.
When you guys first got together, how long did you think that this would last?
Like through the show. Like, that's it.
I mean, we one and done.
You know, every show was the first one and the last one. Everything would fall apart. And, you know, the whole show was just us destroying the things that we had built.
Did you ever have any issues at TSA when you're flying with all of your stuff?
You know, I mean, that's happened throughout the years. And like the Mexican TSA was particularly interested. They were really curious about what we had.
Yeah, they think you're like chupacabras or you're a Sasquatch.
Right.
Yeah. Devil worshippers.
I mean, back in the day, you know, when we were driving around and we get pulled over at the bus, and we used to drive around in a school bus and we had all the stuff in the back. And more than once, we would get pulled over and the cop would look, he'd look in the back and then call all the other cops. So, like, there'd be a line of cop cars behind us and they're just like looking at this stuff. You know, you boys got some kind of traveling show?
Yeah. Good one now.
Nice.
Well, thank you on behalf of all the fans throughout the years.
Yeah.
Thank you for, you know, your commitment to just putting on such a great stage performance.
Well, thank you for coming.
And we're looking forward to it. We're linked up to the radio station website. GWAR coming to the Paramount Theater in Huntington on Sunday, and then the Webster Theater in Hartford on Tuesday. Thank you, brother.
Sweet.
Blow dog.
Bye.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.